All right, day 14, you are capable. You are capable. You are up for the challenge that stands before you. No one knows, not a person on this planet knows what they're capable of doing until they do it. Nobody knows. You know, I've talked to a lot of high achievers, and sometimes, even this past weekend, I spent some time with somebody, and they were saying, I said, did you, how much of this was in your vision? How much of this was like what you really believe? And most people will say, just like this guy said, man, this was well above what I thought was even capable of achieving and doing in our lifetime. And this is somebody that's older. And so I want to remind you that you're capable of more. And when you're going through life, it's really easy living through this life to think, oh, I'm not good enough. I don't have what it takes. Or, you know, I'm not like this guy. I'm not like that lady. I don't have the same skill set. Look, you got everything you need. When God puts you here, when God puts even the plants and builds out the garden, everything in the garden had within itself what it needed to grow and what it needed to reproduce and what it needed to put forth, what it was meant to bring to this world. And you are the same way. You know, human beings were created higher than any other created thing or being on this planet. You and I were the highest creation. And so I remember when I started doing boxing workouts, and I loved doing it. And I'd watch these guys in the speed bag. And, you know, when they're in a speed bag, they make it look so easy. But when you get up there, it's like you're hitting it. You're not supposed to hit it too hard. And then it's this rhythm, and it's like, you know, you're just keeping your hands moving. And you get going to the point to where you just trust the bag's going to be there, but you're building this rhythm that it's going to respond. And it's a lot like life. Because when we come up to stuff and we're new, everybody's a beginner in something in life until you get good. Every great person was a beginner at some point. So reminding yourself that you're capable, that you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. That means that there's going to be days, if that's what it says in the Bible in Philippians, that means that there's going to be times where I don't have the strength, where you don't have the strength, where you're not going to have the mental capacity that day to believe you can. But that's why we have a God that we serve. That's why they said, look, call his name Emmanuel, meaning God with us, so that you and I would have the reminder that God is not far away. He's with us. And that he probably never more apparent than when we're in those times of not feeling good enough. So how do we handle this? There's a lot of ways that we could talk about. We only have a little bit of time here, but you have to realize you were created for more. And you have more than what you realize. You know, a seed doesn't look like it's that much until it's planted. You look at an orange and you pull out a seed out of an orange, that doesn't just represent an orange, it represents an orchard. And it's the same thing in your life. But what does it take? It takes care, takes nurturing, and it also takes a timing and a season. So here's what I want you to do. I want you to, when you start having these thoughts, like I'm not good enough, you know, we have these thoughts of insecurity or fears or whatever it is, that, you know, comparison traps. When you start having those, that's when you got to stop. You got to change the programming. You got to replace those thoughts and replace those words and rehearsing going on in your mind to say that still small voice that's inside of you that knows that there is something more than where you are today. You have to feed that little voice. And so how do you do it? You say, no, I am more than a conqueror through Christ. I know that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I know there's something inside of me that's going to be greater than where I am today. And it is audacious and it is big. And truthfully, it's bigger than me and my resources today, where I find myself right now. But that is the point. That's the place to where we put our trust in God, because the things that are inside of you aren't just from you. A lot of those things are God things. They're really programmed. There's things that are just implanted inside of you and inside of me to come out at a certain time. But it's up to us, you know, to have that faith and belief. That's that sunshine and rain to not give up and say, you know what? I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Not only am I going to get through this day, but I'm going to get through this next season. I'm going to build to the next season. You know, there's a lot more in store for you. And I'm so glad you checked in today. Can't wait to see you tomorrow.